Now, the whole aim of Oriental religions, in contrast to ours, is to bring about in us an experience of our identity with that void, which is no void. It is beyond all description. That which is true being and mystery of all things is beyond naming, beyond imaging. So that any name or image that pretends to be the name or image of the ultimate divine thing is a false name and image. It is an idol. The goal of these religions is to help us to realize that that being which is beyond transcendent of definition is our own being. And you can take anything, any object, and regard it in that dimension of its mystery. You can take any object, put a ring around it, and regard it not in its system of relationships as serving a purpose, as made of certain substances, but just in its mystery as being, and the mystery of the being of this watch is identical with the mystery of the being of the universe. So any stick or stone can be taken as a basis for mystery contemplation. The goal then of these religions is to bring about a realization of this identity of yourself with that which comes as an experience. Now, to set our own position against this, the normal position in the West, we say God created the world, and God and the world are not the same. Creator and creature are not the same. So our religions do not strive for the experience of identity. In fact, that experience is the prime heresy in the West. Our religions intend the rendition of a relationship, the relationship of that which is not God to God. And this relationship is achieved through participation in what is taken to be God's chosen society, or the founded church. In the Hebrew tradition, God has a covenant with a certain people, and the relationship to God is through membership in that group. In the Christian tradition, Christ is true God and true man, which is regarded as a mystery here. In India, everybody is true God and true man, and the whole goal of the religion is to realize that divinity in yourself. So here we have an intention that is very different from anything we conceive of in our religious traditions. When you have heard this sound of God, this sound of the divine in all things, it is absolutely everywhere. You are fascinated by that. And this, properly, in the Orient, is the sphere of art. It is the rendition of that sound, that radiance, through whatever is contemplated. That is what art is about. Now, having heard it through all things, the next aim is to experience it directly and fully, without the intermediary things. And so, we move now from the fourth chakra to the fifth, which is here at the level of the throat. Now, this is called Vishuddha, V-I-S-U-D-D-H-A, Vishuddha. The S will have a little accent, acute accent over it. That word means purgation. This is the level of purgatory, purging away the interfering gross experience and coming directly to the pristine, pure image of God and sound of Om. It is the realm of spiritual exercises, the exercises of the yogi. And as you can see, what we're doing here is turning the energy of the third chakra, the aggressive chakra, against ourselves, purging out the interferences, the laziness, and so forth, that keeps us away from the divine beatific vision. And then at the point between the eyes, which is called Ajna, A-J-N-A, both A's being long A's, which means command, the center of command, the soul, the energy, beholds in full radiance the beatific vision. That is to say, the vision that I spoke of when the water stands still, the form of forms beheld.